You know, where's my space? You know, like I'm a cat too here. Like, use the fact that this other guy's here. In other words, just because you can play a fill in the middle, you know, people always say that's like cliche. It's the notes you don't play. It's actually kind of a good cliche, you know, because that notes that you don't play is going to leave space for somebody to react.
Yeah.
And people get too caught up in like all this stuff they can do. Oh, now I can do a full thing. It's like you leave room for the other guy to, you know, do stuff. You know, it'd be like what I'm doing right now where I just talk. And I don't leave any room for you guys to talk. And then I just keep going on and on. And then you're going to say something, but then I just keep going. Like I'm doing right now. Okay, yeah, anyway. You got the melody. No, I got the melody. Yeah, yeah, you're going to do it. Okay, cool. Right on this time. One, two, three. I wanted to do stuff, and then I wanted to see if I could get you to do some of that. So, mistake I used to make when I used to, I've done a lot of playing with bass players. The thing I used to always do was go, oh, well, the bass is playing, so I want to be very quiet and subdued, so low, right? But then I'm in his frequency range. If you listen to, like, Red Garland play in, like, you know, Miles Band in the 50s and stuff, he'd be like, way up there on the piano. So instead, when Rob's there, actually, I always try when people are soloing to be out of their solo, out of their range. So if you know a lot of different chords to play to be out of his space, that can be good. The other thing you notice that I did there is Rob was holding down time and there's no drums. So as soon as it sounded like the time was ambiguous, then as soon as we catch it, then I would go back to, you know, less. I don't do that, you know, all the time. It's just, you throw a life